Hello, hello, and welcome to the Brunch Time Podcast. How are you? Good to have you back. And if you're just joining us for the first time, half of us is here. Johnny from the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie. Stephanie is out on vacation this week. But this podcast is brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. This is what we do on this podcast is we talk about the things that we might have missed. Maybe something we were talking about and we didn't get a chance to talk about. But what I want to do today is continue the conversation that we were kind of having this morning. We only touched on it a little bit, but that conversation has continued to grow on social media. And it's a big question across all our minds. Well, not around this time of year because we have a heat wave in Southwest Michigan. But what's interesting is that over in the state of Pennsylvania, they're looking to do something very different when it comes to snow days. And they want to become, under this new law, schools that don't have snow days. And now the question was asked of, well, how are you going to do that? What about all the things that they have going on? You know, you got to have a snow day. You can't do your homework and teachers have to do their lesson planning and all that. But in this day and age with technology, you can pretty much cover all that just by doing something over the phone or over the internet. I mean, kids already are getting laptops sent home with them, all these digital assignments that they already have to complete. So really, having a snow day, it's not going to be any different. But a lot of people going back and forth on our Facebook page about this. And I want to read some of the comments, but I want to give you more clarity as to what they're doing over in Pennsylvania. Now, this bill has not been signed by the governor yet, but it's a 3-year pilot program, and it's going to let school districts participate in this flexible instruction day program. Now, what that means is, well, just that. The flexible instruction would be the kids get assignments, and they complete these assignments. And the teachers give them all that, and then that counts as a day of school, even though the kids are at home. Now, the kids don't have to brave the storm. That's not what we're saying here. They can still be at home and get their day off, but they still have a little bit of homework to do. It's just like any other day when the kids go home and get their homework done. The teachers just give the kids assignments, which happens already, and it's already happening in some states. Emma on our Facebook page says that Indiana already does this, and I didn't realize it. They do something called e-learning days. And some people that agree with it, Holly says that she's a teacher, and we're going to e-learning days, and she loves it. What people don't understand that every school has built in a number of snow days each year. She says our winters keep getting worse. And when you have already used all of those allotted snow days, you now have to make them up. E-learning days are a way to keep everyone safe when the weather is bad and not have to make up the snow days at the end of the school year. I was in school over a week longer this year because of the snow days. She teaches down in South Bend, Indiana. And she says Michigan has 6 snow days in their calendar. They only have 3 down in Indiana. And the school year, the kids get to do this e-learning. And she said, I have my e-learning lesson plans done before the first week of school. So when we do pass our 3 allotted snow days, I'm ready to go. So it doesn't take a lot of preparation on the teacher's side in order to do this. And I'm sure a lot of teachers wouldn't mind, you know, not falling behind 2-3 days when we have those really bad snow days. But Kristen offers another opinion, says the article that I found from CBS News that's talking about a lot of different news outlets talking about it. But the article says that at-home school days are capped at 5. That wouldn't have helped us this past winter anyway. But, you know, if they've got the 3 allotted ones already, or they have the one or however many are built in the system, but then they have these e-learning days. I think it will all work out. And really, with the advancements of technology, I think we're going to be okay. But it's a long ways down the road, I'm sure, for Michigan. They're not even talking about it, but they are talking about passing this law in Pennsylvania. And we know when other laws are passed in other states, things will be here before you know it in our area. So love to know what you think about it. Continue that conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/983thecoast. Check out this podcast and the past episodes of it just by going to 983thecoast.com. And it's all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. You can find this wonderful radio show in the morning if you want, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until about 10 a.m. You can listen to the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie, but we have a lot of fun with this podcast, and we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate the Whitcomb Senior Living Community for sponsoring it as well. Live Without Limits, go check them out. Just look for the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Back with another episode of the Brunch Time Podcast coming up tomorrow. Bye.